Would turn your Bible this morning to Psalm 105. Psalm 105. I know it's hard for you to believe that Alicia and I have been married for 29 years today, especially since she only looks 29. And, but we have 29 years today, and just thank the Lord for a wife that is from the Lord, and she's a blessing to me and my children. And we were kids when we were married, and we were married on a Saturday, had a honeymoon, and it was a honeymoon. But the next We stayed at Hodges Gardens. We left Crowville, Louisiana, ate out of Bonanza. There was a Bonanza here, I think, in Leesville, wasn't it, 29 years ago? And went to Hodges Gardens. It's closed now. You know, we can't go back to that. But the next morning, my daddy was pastoring Antioch Baptist Church in Florine. And for some reason, we woke up and decided, you know what, we need to go to church today. We went to church and went forward that Sunday morning during the invitation and prayed. And even though we were kids, we were not perfect in any way. And we've had ups and downs since then, but we knew even then that for a marriage to work, you got to seek the Lord in it, and you got to give it to the Lord, and that's what we did 29 years ago. So, and it's been a blessing. And Psalm 105 speaks about searching for the Lord, seeking the Lord. And let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, we do thank You that, Lord, we can have such a close relationship with You through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we thank You for Your presence. And yet, what an exciting thing it is for a child of God to seek You more through Your precious Word, through prayer, and through the circumstances of life, to recognize Your presence on the good days and bad days. And Lord, what a awesome privilege it is to just simply to come before Your throne of grace and mercy in time of need. So we give You praise this morning in the house. We thank You for You already moving in hearts and lives, and already Your Holy Spirit is touching hearts. So, Lord, we give You praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Searching for the Lord, seeking the Lord. King David, who wrote this psalm, was a man called after God's own heart. And King David, had some enemies. King Saul became very jealous of him and was after his life. And he had to live in the wilderness, had to live in caves, and he was on the run, you see, from King Saul. And yet, King David was not a perfect man. He sinned. He committed adultery. He committed murder. And yet, a man after God's own heart. You see, King David grew up tending sheep. And he saw the Lord as the great shepherd, the good shepherd. And as he was tending Jesse's sheep, his father's sheep, a lot of these great hymns, these psalms, came to his heart. And King Saul, when David was still a youth, King Saul asked for David to come and sing these psalms and to play his harp, to give him peace of mind and heart during some troublesome times in his life. So a man after God's own heart wrote this psalm, and we begin in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. So, a man after God's own heart, and because of whatever situation King David found himself, he searched for God in it. Now this psalm, it tells us that we are to praise the Lord at all times. We are to give thanks to the Lord. You know, this is a great Thanksgiving message about giving thanks, and yet you and I as Christians, our Thanksgiving is every day, is it not? So give Him praise and give Him thanksgiving, thanks to the Lord. And we also are to proclaim His greatness to all the earth. We as God's people, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, you just cannot keep a secret about Jesus, can you? You just cannot hush-hush about Jesus. You're going to talk about your first love. You're going to talk about the love of your heart. You see, if you're born again, Jesus is the love of your heart. Amen? And you can't help but talk about the love of your heart. So we are to proclaim His greatness, it says in this great Psalms, and we are to let the whole world know what He has done in creation and what He has done also in creating a new heart in us. And yet, this great psalm says something that is very, very important. Even while we are proclaiming and giving praise and thanksgiving, in verse 4, it is something very, very important. Even a man after God's own heart who wrote these psalms and felt the very presence of God and did many wondrous things in the Lord's kingdom says this in verse 4. Let's read it again. It says, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Now this is very important. To search for the Lord, to seek the Lord. Yes, we're born again. Yes, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have the presence of the Lord. We have a treasure in earthen vessels. And yet we are commanded to seek after the Lord. Now we're going to talk about what this means today. About searching for the Lord. Seeking the Lord and His strength. Now the word to seek or means to search, it means to look carefully. To look carefully, to thoroughly look, to discover or find something that is very, very important to you. For instance, when you cannot find your cell phone, what do? You search for it, don't you? If you're like me, you're not the same person that you ought to be unless you have your cell phone, right? Aren't we all, most of us, like that now? When you lose your cell phone, you search diligently for it. You know, I have a thief at my house. I do. I live with a thief. His name is Riley. Riley is about a 90-pound white Labrador retriever. And this thief steals my stuff. When we're out, he's my working partner. He's my fishing buddy. But if I leave anything laying around, that thief is going to get it and go hide it for later. And all I have to do is to leave my cell phone on the table of the porch and just walk off and come back, and my cell phone will be missing. The thief got it. And I have had to call my cell phone and listen, and it will be under dirt and grass out in the yard, not tore up. But he steals it and hides it. And you know, and I have to search diligently for that cell phone. Please listen. Folks, we have someone that wants to kill, steal, and to destroy our faith. And yet when we are seeking diligently and searching for the Lord in all circumstances in life, we can find Him in all the circumstances. It's like losing your car keys. How, when you lose your car keys, you cannot go any place. I've been told, but put them underneath the bumper of your truck. Well, if I do that, then all of you know where my keys are. Think about that. But it's like losing your truck keys or your car keys, and you can't go any place, and you got to hunt and search and beg, steal, and borrow, and ask your daughter, where's my car keys? Ask your wife, where's my truck keys? And then she'll say, it's in my purse. So the next question is, well, where's your purse? Got to search for that. But you got the point here. This word to seek and to search is to carefully and thoroughly find something that is very important to you. To discover, to find something that is very, very important. Listen to this passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 says this, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's what this word means, to seek Him with all your heart, with all your soul. Diligently, give all that you have to seek the Lord, because He's so much more important than a cell phone. So much more important than your truck keys or your car keys. You see, what does it not mean to search for the Lord? What does it not mean to seek the Lord? Now, this is what it does not mean. It does not mean to look once and then go on to pursue other things. It does not mean to look once or to find it one time and then go and pursue other things. You see, when you come to Christ, you become a disciple. You become a follower of Jesus Christ. It's so much more than walking down the aisle. It's so much more than being baptized. You see, to be a Christian is to be a follower of Christ. It is to be a seeker of God. It is to be a searcher to find out the hidden treasures of our holy God. You know, when you start studying this, you can't. It's a treasure chest, and you cannot know everything that's in here. You know, you continually grow and seek in the search, but it's so much more than a one-time deal. That's what it's not. So what it is, what it means, is to search always for the Lord. The original Hebrew word for to seek or to search. In original Hebrew, it gives the sense of seeking wholeheartedly, the sense of continually and constantly and regularly and daily searching for the Lord. Daily in His Word, daily in prayer, daily seeking Him and continually. That's what it means. Listen to this passage of Scripture in Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Listen to this. Well, I'm trying to finger it through here. I was waiting for it to get on the... Okay, Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says this. and you will seek me. This is God talking. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You hearing what God is saying through His Word and all these passages of Scripture? It's with all of our heart He wants us to seek Him. With all of our heart to pursue Him. Not a one-time thing and pursue other things, but it is a lifestyle of pursuing the things of God. You see, it's daily, it's regularly. So, as we are seeking and searching for the Lord, it is also seeking His strength. You see, in all the circumstances of life, the good days, the bad days, the happy days and the crisis, when we are seeking the Lord through all of this, on the good days and bad days, we are to also seek for His strength. Yes, we are to stand with the full armor of God. We are to stand in Christ. That's what this means, is to pursue His strength, to pursue His help, to search out for His help and for direction and guidance in life. Now, we are to do this rather than leaning on our own strength. We're to seek God's strength instead of trusting in our own strength. Now, some of you are very strong in the faith. But I believe the reason why you're strong in the faith is because you've been trusting in the Lord for so long. And your strength is actually in Christ. You have found a resting place, and it is in Jesus Christ. And that is where our strength is. Now, my little grandson, Mason, he spent two nights with us 2 or 3 weeks ago. And little Mason's walking around, and he's a climber. He likes to climb. Well, Alicia and I have a sectional. We have 2 recliners. We found it on Buku. I mean, for a good price. Alicia found it. And we have this sectional, and between our 2 recliners is an armrest, and it's cushioned with a back. And Mason found out that if he sat on that, he is between Granddaddy and Nana, and he's actually sitting higher than us, and he can put his cup in the cup holder. And he found that out, so from then on, he would climb down, go do something, then he'd climb up, get back on his little throne, you know, in Granddaddy's living room. Climb back down, climb back. And during all of that, you know, at first I would help him up. He'd climb up my leg, I'd pull him on up. You know, it's kind of a game to a little toddler. You know how it is. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to let that little booger climb up himself. Get some own strength. And as I let my little grandson climb up, I was like this, you know. I wasn't going to let him fall. I was going to grab him to climb up there, to be with me, to be beside me. Okay? But Granddaddy's strength was right there to help him. You know what he started doing? After he found out he can climb up by himself and got His strength to do that. When we were not sitting there, that little sucker would climb up there, and then he'd climb on top of it. Well, when you're on top of that, that's about a 4-foot drop to the floor on the back part of it, because it's in the middle of the living room. So that I relate that to us sometimes. I relate it to myself. You know, I can get strong in the faith, you know, and we are to carry on burden. We are to help each other, and we are to cast our burdens upon the Lord, and it makes us strong in the faith. But the whole time when we're seeking the Lord's strength, yes, we're doing a lot of stuff, but our Heavenly Father's like this, protecting us and helping us. And we may not realize, yes, we're seeking His strength, but it comes sometimes we think, wow, this was easy. And then we get, you know, forget about seeking after His strength. And we're like Mason, we want to climb all the way up on our own, and we're eventually going to fall and get hurt. Because we're not seeking help or not waiting on the presence of the Lord to be around us and guiding us. We'll get hurt or we fall. But listen, all of us are children of God if you're born again. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. So even as some of us are babes, toddlers, young, maybe some of us are old, but you know what? Old people fall just like little people do, don't we? Sometimes it may hurt more. So as children of the Lord, we got to continually seek His strength and His presence in all circumstances in life. Because when we don't, we may fall. But listen, as a child falls or a little boy falls, get back up. Don't quit. Get back up and say, I messed up. Oh God, I didn't wait on You. I didn't wait on Your strength. I didn't search out for Your strength. But I'm going to do it from now on. And get back up. Don't quit. Keep seeking the Lord and searching for Him and His strength. You see, when we search for the Lord, He reveals Himself to us and He manifests His strength in our lives. And it's so great to say, there's no way that could have happened. God did that. Haven't we been able to say that here at Cooper a lot? There's no way we could have done that. God did that. You know, we need to give God glory. You see, because He'll manifest His strength, His glory in our lives. Now, He promises that if we seek Him, we will find Him. He promises that all through His Word. Seek Me and you'll find Me. And this great proverb, Proverb 25, verse 2 says this. Proverb 25, verse 2. I kind of skipped over that in the outline I gave them, but they'll find it in just a minute. But Proverb 25, verse 2 says this. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. Now, what a great proverb. You know, dualistic teaching. There's practical wisdom and there's spiritual wisdom in God's Word. Now, the spiritual wisdom is this. Why does God hide sometimes? It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. Why? We got His presence, we have His written Word, and why does He seem to hide where we diligently, with our whole heart and soul, have to find His will? Why with all of our heart and soul seek His Word and His direction and His strength? Now, do you think He wants to reveal everything to people who really don't care? Think about that. If He's just going to come and look and see one time and then pursue other things, why would He want to? Now, He reveals Himself through nature, general revelation. He reveals Himself through specific revelation, through His Word and through the Holy Spirit. He has revealed Himself through the Son, the very manifest presence of the Godhead is Jesus Christ. He's revealed all of that. But why does it seem He conceals Himself sometimes where we really have to seek Him? Well, He wants us to search with a loving heart. He wants us to search with a caring heart. He's just not going to reveal stuff to people who don't care. You see, he wants us to search it out. It's like us. I don't want a God who doesn't care, do you? I don't want a God who's some old bearded man upstairs who throws out thunderbolts and all of that. I don't want a God like that, do you? That's pagan. I want a God, the God of the Bible, who reveals Himself in His wisdom when we search for Him and seek Him through His Word and through prayer and through praise and through worship. I want a God who loves me and cares for me. I want the God of the Bible. And He wants followers the same way. Search Him. Search for Him. Seek for Him and His strength. He promises if we devote ourselves to seeking Him and knowing Him, we will have all of our needs met. And that is through Christ Jesus. I have one more passage of Scripture. And that is in Acts 17. Acts 17, in closing this morning, is also about people seeking the Lord. The Apostle Paul is in Greece and in Athens, and he sees all sorts of those pagan statues, and they were so religious that they had a statue to the unknown God. So he stands there on Mars Hill, and he starts telling them and preaching to them, I saw that statue, but let me tell you about the unknown God that you should know about, the invisible God. And he starts preaching about creation, and then he starts telling them to know the God of all creation, the Creator, that you must know the one that He resurrected from the grave, and that is Jesus. So that suggests that, but let's read these passages of Scripture that speaks about searching for God, and that is Acts 17, verse 24. It says, God, who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, since He gives to all life, breath, and all things. And He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped or by art in man's devising. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising Him from the dead. Bottom line, to search and to seek the things of God, it must be through Jesus Christ. If you did not start off with Jesus searching for God, then you're way, way off base. You missed the ball entirely. You didn't even make it to first base. You're still at home plate because you struck out to start with. To hit the ball and to start running, you got to start with Jesus. With Jesus. Anything else is not the God of the Bible. Amen? So first and foremost, to be saved by the precious blood of Jesus, by faith And by grace, it must be with Jesus Christ, not with things made with man's hands. But it must be by faith in Jesus Christ. And then, child of God, you seek and search. Search and seek for His presence and His strength on the good days and on the bad days. I've been through some stuff here lately, and listen, your presence with my mama's funeral and all that, and your phone calls and hugs, thank you. That gave me strength. That was my mama. I'm the baby. But you know what? Through that and through some health difficulties, searching for God and seeking His presence through all of that, even through times like that, He can be found in a special way. He can. So stay with Jesus. Start with Jesus and stay with Him. Amen. You don't need nothing else. Stay with Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You again for Your precious Word. And Lord, I pray that the ones who do not know You personally and may be searching and seeking in the wrong places, in the wrong ways, they never have sought and sought You, Lord Jesus, first and foremost. Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will touch hearts and may, Lord, they come to You as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray for the child of Yours that has maybe fallen down. Lord, give them strength to get back up and to start seeking and to searching and to be a follower of You. And Lord, may we do this with all of our heart this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen.